Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word, and I hope you'll stick with us and join in the conversation here this afternoon. And we're going to get started here with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we want to thank you so much again for the opportunity to be on the air here today. Pray that you bless the program, use it for your glory. Thank you that you're able to fill in for Pastor Lutz in the previous half hour. Pray that you bless during our time together here now, and we just thank you and give the honor and glory for it, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, it's good to be with you here this afternoon, and I hope you were able to be with us in the last half hour. In case you weren't, I was filling in for Pastor Lutz on his program at 1 o'clock for the cause of Christ, and hopefully I'll be getting that up online here in the not-too-distant future. If you missed it, you'll be able to listen to it. I was basically relating the story of Saul and his misguided efforts to contact the departed Samuel in 1 Samuel chapter 28 and God's condemnation of him for those and the consequences that he suffered as a result of that, which actually ended up in him being with Samuel in the grave the next day. So interesting story there. I encourage you to read that, 1 Samuel chapter 28. Well, I'm going to move on to something here this afternoon as well, some other things, and just a reminder that you can visit us online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And you can find our program there, our website for our program. You can find us on Facebook as well as Live with Pastor Al. I encourage you to look us up on Facebook, like us on Facebook if you can. We're also on Periscope. If you have an Android phone, I think, I know it works on Androids for sure. And it's an app, a free app that you can watch live there as well. But wanted to mention with the website, we have past programs there. You can find them. Last week had the honor of being joined with Pastor John Lutz on our program, and I was with him on his program as well. So we had about an hour talking about the candidates and the race for president here, and I encourage you to take a listen to that. We had some complimentary feedback on that already, and it is online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can find that there and listen to that. Well, again, if you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call this afternoon, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Phone lines are open if you want to get in on that number, 888-677-9673. And let me encourage you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church if you're looking for a church where we stick with the Bible and we're more of a traditional type of church in our music and our worship style, and we're not afraid to talk about current events at our church and what's happening and try to sort them out in regards to what the Bible would give us as guidance to understand these things. That's what we try to do on this program. Also, our Sunday night program, we have an hour on Sunday nights from 11 until midnight. I encourage you to check us out there if you can't stay up that late. And then look for the programs on livewithpastoral.com, and you can download MP3 files of those past programs. Well, something that I wanted to touch on here today, and again, there's so much going on here in regards to the race for president, and it's hard not to touch on these things right now. This is a very crucial election, and the last presidential debate, if you had a chance to see that Wednesday night, some of the positions could not have been clearer in regards to the positions between the two candidates. For instance, on the Second Amendment, candidate Donald Trump reinforced his belief that the Second Amendment means that just exactly what it says, that we have the right to bear arms, and that understanding that that means the people of the United States have the right to bear arms. And Hillary Clinton also was challenged on that with her statements before, that she said that the Heller case, which upheld fact that the militia in the Second Amendment, the militia means the people of the United States, not the military of the United States, amongst other things. And she said that case was decided wrongly. And so when she was challenged on that, she tried to get around it, but it became very clear that she basically wants to go greater measures to restrict guns. And not going to argue the gun issue right now, but very clear that Donald Trump was a very pro Second Amendment position, and Hillary Clinton was a very negative on the Second Amendment position. Now, closer to what we might want to think about here, looking at the idea of abortion, that again, a very clear difference, in fact, perhaps more so, between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. Donald Trump very emphatically stated that he believes in protecting life. He believes in the life of the unborn, that that's a living human being. And by the way, if you think about it, according to biology, according to science, at the moment of conception, there are several things that take place. The 23 pairs of DNA or of chromosomes, the DNA that's in your the cells that determine how you look and grow and everything, when that unique combination of 23 pairs of chromosomes comes together, and it's 23 individual from the mother, 23 from the father, and they come together to form the 23 unique pairs, and that makes a unique combination of DNA distinctly different from the mother, distinctly different from the father. It reflects what the Bible says in Psalm 139, that we're fearfully and wonderfully made, and talking about in the book, the things are written, and I believe that's in the DNA code. But it's very clear that at the moment of conception, a living organism is formed that's distinct from the mother, distinct from the father. And that's simple biology. That's scientific fact. And I always ask people, if it's not alive, why would you need an abortion? Because abortion is killing something that's alive. If it's not alive, then you wouldn't need an abortion. And so Donald Trump believed in the protection of human life. And certainly Hillary Clinton then said that she believed in the right of the mother all the way up into and including the day of the due date that a child can be aborted for the mother's health or convenience, basically. And she even embraced in the debate, this was astounding to me, Hillary Clinton embraced during the presidential campaign last Wednesday night the idea of partial birth abortion. And I'm not going to go into all the details of partial birth abortion, but I talked with my wife about it. My wife's an RN, and I studied biology myself. I've got a biology degree, and so I got a little familiarity with some of this stuff. And plus, growing up on a farm, I've seen numerous animals give birth, and so I'm familiar with a lot of that. And we were talking about it, and there's really no case that a woman's health is going to be in danger so much that that before the baby is due, you have to institute a breech birth, which means the baby has to be turned around inside the mother so it's delivered feet first, and then before the head is delivered from the mother, they literally stop the baby from being delivered. It's only seconds away from being born, and they pierce the base of the skull, and they suck the brains out, literally. Now, that sounds horrible, but Hillary Clinton defended that practice during the presidential debate on Wednesday night. Unbelievable. Now, if you're a Bible-believing Christian, I just, how can you endorse that position? Well, she said it was necessary for the health of the mother. Well, let me tell you, if the mother is able to reach that point in the delivery, why would they stop the delivery, delay the delivery, when it's only seconds from being born, so that they can kill the child? Now, I suspect it has a lot to do with the fact that these videos that have circulated in the last year or so about Planned Parenthood selling baby parts, I would have suspected might have something to do with that. But, if the baby is that far along and it's a danger to deliver the child, then they can do a C-section. And there's been many a case where the mother has had health issues. I have a sister-in-law who had some similar problems with her pregnancy, and they put her on bed rest, and they had her take the pregnancy as far as she could, and they gave steroids and different medications and things to help the baby to develop its lungs faster, and then they delivered my niece prematurely, and I think she was only about 2.5 pounds when she was born. And that saved the life of her mother, saved the life of the baby. And my niece is bouncing around. She's a young teenager now, and you'd never know she was a preemie when she was born. And so there's no medical reason for the health of the mother to do a partial birth abortion. Yet Hillary Clinton defended that during the presidential debate last Wednesday night. Now, I don't know about you, but she called people like me deplorables. That's deplorable. And, let's bring us to another thing. They were asked about the Supreme Court, the issue of the Supreme Court. And Hillary Clinton made a statement, something along the lines of that she wanted to put justices on the Supreme Court that would shape the Constitution or alter the Constitution to reflect the will of the people. Donald Trump said that he would put people on the Supreme Court who would be constitutionalists, who would interpret the Constitution the way that it is written. And now, here's the thing. The Supreme Court, its job is not to alter the Constitution. One of the reasons that we have a legalized abortion across the United States right now is because of the Supreme Court, its infamous Roe versus Wade decision, where it found in the Constitution a right that never appears. You read the Constitution. I've read it. I studied it. And you can look all you want, and you are not going to find the woman's right to privacy in the Constitution of the United States. It's not there. So how'd they find it there? They invented it. They invented it. They amended the Constitution with their court decision. Now, the Constitution has means for amending it, and let me let you know, it's not by Supreme Court decisions. If the will of the people is sufficient, the Constitution can be amended by a lawful process, and there's various ways. And the idea of packing the court with people who will, in effect, amend the Constitution through unconstitutional means, that's a deplorable comment. Donald Trump again said that he would put constitutionalists. He has a list of people that he suggested for the Supreme Court. They're excellent choices. They're people who respect the document as it is written. And those three issues make it very clear the difference between these two candidates. And it's very clear one of these two is going to become is going to become the next president. And it's not going to be a third-party candidate. And so the choice of voting for a third party or not voting really isn't an option here. We have to try to hold back the tide of evil that is sweeping in around us in this country. And the only way we're going to do it is by trying to affect who gets into that office of president, who's going to putting these justices on the Supreme Court. And for me, that's one of the biggest things right there. The Supreme Court gave us abortion on demand. The Supreme Court overruled the will of the people and threw out and declared unconstitutional the Defense of Marriage Acts passed by overwhelming majorities through the majority of the states, and decreed that we must accept same-sex marriage, and all these things that the court is doing. And they're trying to do this. Hillary Clinton herself, in April of last year, at the Women in the World Conference said, deep-seated cultural codes, religious beliefs, and structural biases have to be changed. And that was in regards to abortion and some other things. But basically, she's saying that if you believe that life begins at conception, if you believe that abortion is murder and that it's condemned in the Word of God, well, guess what? You need to change that belief. You shouldn't have that belief, despite that pesky First Amendment in the Constitution of the United States. Well, you're listening to Live with Pastor Al, and we've got John calling in this afternoon. And John, welcome to the program today.
Oh, yes. Hello, Pastor Al.
Hi. Glad to have you today.
Oh, thank you. You know, Pastor, this election is really very contentious, as you know.
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, really, I just think like it's really kind of a dividing line with people in a lot of ways, because you know, I've just, you know, talking to different people, but, you know, I've tried to witness this one man for a number of years, and, you know, he'll even say things like, well, yeah, I'm a Christian and things like that. But then, I mean, and that's the most important thing, but still, I mean, he tells me he's like voting for Hillary Clinton. And I talked about it with him. I said, you know, your party is supporting abortion and same-sex marriage, you know, which is sodomy, you know. And I just talked to him about these things at different times, and he'd say, well, I'm not supporting those things. I'm against that. He says, like, well, I'm pro-life. I'm not for that, but I'm a Democrat, you know. And it's just, I'm sure there's a lot of people would say that, you know. They're just like, they just vote for their party.
And the party that they're voting for, the Democrat Party, protects abortion on demand. And let me give you a statement here real quick and get back to what you're saying here. The phrases religious liberty and religious freedom, they call them code words for discrimination, intolerance, racism, sexism, homophobia, Islamophobia, and Christian supremacy and intolerance and all that. And these are the reasons they want to pack the court. They want to take away our Christian liberty because they partly know that the influence of Christians in our free speech is one of the reasons that the numbers of abortions is really going down in this country.
Oh, dramatically. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, it's so encouraging that, you know, there is some encouragement because there's a lot of younger people now have, you know, they state that they're pro-life, they're not for abortion, which I'm so glad. But it's just, I think it's just something that people have gotten used to, and it's such a terrible thing. I mean, you know, I know God is judging our nation because of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a lot of people are kind of, they're like just saying, well, I'm staying with my party no matter what. I'm against it. I won't take part in it. But it's almost like, you know, if someone knows to do good and does it not, to them it is sin. You know, it's almost
right.
Like, well, I'm going to vote for the person anyway, even though I know they're for something evil because mm-hmm. I like some of their other ideas.
Remember during the vice presidential debate when Governor Kaine said, well, I'm personally opposed to abortion. However, I support the woman's right to choose.
Out of both sides
of his mouth, on the one side, he says, I'm against abortion. And then on the other side, he says, but I support all the way up to and including basically partial birth abortion. And this is ridiculous.
It really is.
Yeah. And, you know, did you ever notice, remember Dennis Kucinich? This is, I think, the first time in the last a dozen or so presidential elections he didn't run for president, but
that's true. Yeah,
but remember, he used to be pro-life. Remember, long time ago, Democrat Dennis Kucinich was pro-life,
and so was Jesse Jackson.
And you know what happened when he moved to the national stage? He suddenly became pro-abortion. Remember that?
I do recall that.
Yeah. So what is it that
Jimmy Carter said that too? Jimmy Carter said he was opposed to abortion, but
he supported it. And nobody ever answers the question, well, what about the life of the child? I remember seeing a billboard some time ago that said so many million of women were denied their right to choose. They were aborted. And, you know, it's because about half of the abortions kill a woman. And so you're not talking about the woman's right only. You're talking about the right of another human being who just happens at that particular moment to be inside the body of the woman. So the body of that other human being is not the woman's body to do with what she chooses. It's another human being. And this is incredible. I wonder sometimes why people are so attached to a party platform that promotes that. You know, that's, I had people 4 years ago and 8 years ago calling our program saying, our church is pro-life, for traditional marriage, et cetera. Why are we being told to vote for somebody who's against our religious beliefs? And I think what it boils down to, John, with a lot of people, is there are things in their life that's more important than God's word. I think that's what it boils down to.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. The Bible says we ought to obey God rather than man.
Right, but some people...
The fear of man bringeth a snare,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's part of it, too. It's like, if I take a stand against this, then people will, you know, they'll persecute me. You know, they're not going to like me. They're going
absolutely
to harass me. And,
yeah.
You know, it just seems like that's where a lot of it is.
So what people think of you sometimes to some people becomes more important than what the Bible says or what God thinks about us. And, you know, like the disciples said when they were told, the apostles in the early church were told not to preach or teach in the name of Jesus Christ anymore. And they said, well, we ought to obey God rather than men. And unfortunately, we live in a day when there's churches, and I'm sure you're aware of this, John, about there's churches that won't even take a stand on whether or not abortion is wrong, because they might offend somebody. It might cost them money in the basket at collection time.
Well, yeah, it might be that, or right, and again, there's the, with some, of course, not everyone's like this, but some would even, or they're afraid of, like, losing their 501c3 tax
mm-hmm.
status, which they shouldn't be. They should be, you know, willing to take a stand anyway.
Yeah, it's, I mean, we're supposed to, especially as Christians, as pastors, I'm a pastor, my responsibility is to defend the Bible and to defend God, you know, what God says, rather than to defend what a political party or what an IRS policy says.
Right, and then even, you know, that's even something that Donald Trump says that he would change that Johnson Amendment. He
mm-hmm.
would try to change it anyway. He can't, it's not that he can do it, like, by executive order.
No, he can. Well, after President Obama, maybe he can. All you need is a pen and a phone.
Yeah, that'd be, I think it'd be harder for him.
But. Yeah, but no, he can do things as president to help get the ball rolling in Congress that they can repeal the Johnson Amendment. And for those who are not familiar with the Johnson Amendment, President Johnson, before he was president, before he was vice president, he was a senator and from Texas, and he attached this amendment basically saying that organizations with a 501c3 status cannot talk about political matters, political issues, and it restricts the free speech. And, you know, my look at it is this way. You know, when I was in the military, we were to uphold, you know, the Constitution, obey all legitimate orders that were given to us, but we were also told to disobey illegitimate orders. And, you know, the Constitution supersedes the Johnson Amendment. The Johnson Amendment was an amendment to a piece of legislation, not to the U.S. Constitution. And the U.S. Constitution and the First Amendment guarantees our right to freedom in regards to our religious belief and our speech. So,
yeah, and you know, interestingly enough, Pastor Al, it actually is something that people have kind of, it's kind of like a case of prior restraint or like even self-censoring.
Yes, you're right.
With some, because not that many churches have ever really been, you know, had their tax exempt status removed.
No.
For that.
Yeah, but it's
know,
the fear,
and yet a lot of pastors have been bold to say, no, mm-hmm. no, we don't. You know, the government says this, but we're saying this because we're going to obey God rather than man. I'm going to speak against abortion
right.
and the
yeah.
same sex marriage. You know, they'd speak against it anyway, and maybe there's the possibility that, you know, the government could step in there, but they haven't.
Right. Well, and like you said, they self censor. Hey, John, I'm about out of time here, and I'm going to have to let you go. I want to thank you for calling. And I want to thank people for listening to us today. Be informed about what's going on. And we'll be talking about some more of this between now and the election, I'm sure. And pray for our country. Pray for your church. Pray for your pastor. Pray for each other. And I want to thank you for listening. God bless. Join us next time.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.